My brethren, we Christians have the great honor to be able to celebrate the birth of our Savior. It is an honor. But celebrating Christmas is not enough, because we have to make sure that we celebrate it well. It's not because we have Christmas decorations at home that we are doing it right. And in order to celebrate Christmas in a manner pleasing to God, we must be sure to avoid certain things. First of all, we have to avoid the mentality that Christmas is about buying things, forgetting that in this season, our call is to strive to become a better person in the eyes of God, but also a better person for others, especially for our family. The charity of God towards us that we witness in the birth of Christ must prompt us to be charitable with others, to bear each other's burdens, to avoid useless arguments, to avoid criticizing, to avoid gossiping. My brethren, the best gift we can give to God and to others in this Christmas season is to make real efforts to become a better person. And we should keep that in mind. But another mistake to avoid is to think that in order to celebrate Christmas well, one has to eat and drink in excess, as if God would be pleased by this. No, my brethren, God would not be pleased by this false liberty to think that getting drunk on Christmas Day or in any other day is all right. No, it's not. Christmas does not dispense us from the law of God. Of course, that because it is a feast day, one may eat or drink a little more than the usual everyday measure, yet never to the point of an excess. We would not be celebrating Christmas well by offending our Lord. Happiness is one thing, sin is another. We must never confuse the two, because happiness is not to be found in sin, and sin never brings true or lasting happiness. So we have to be vigilant in this time of Christmas in order to avoid any deviation, anything that would detract from the beauty and the goodness of this feast. But besides moral deviations, there is something else that we must be careful about, and it is to deviate from the truth. We have also to be vigilant in order to keep the truth about Christmas. It means the truth about how things really happened, as we find in the Holy Scriptures and in Holy Tradition. In this regard, I intend to speak in a special way about movies that tell the story of the birth of Christ. Unfortunately, in most of them, we find many mistakes, errors, lies, things that are completely against the truth of our faith. So I would like to point out some of the most common errors that we find in these movies, and understand that these things should not be taken lightly, because in fact they are falsifications of the gospel and can be a danger to our faith. So we can start with the Annunciation. When the Archangel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. My brethren, we know the words of the angel, and we know the words of the Virgin, as we can read them in the Holy Gospel. However, in many of these movies, they use different words from those we find in the Scriptures, as if the Scriptures were not good enough. In some movies, when the angel announces to Mary that she is going to have a son, she seems to doubt and to say things like, "This is impossible," or "I cannot believe." Things that are completely opposed to the truth and to the attitude of faith and submission of the Virgin Mary to the will of God, as we see in the Gospel. For example, Saint Zechariah, the father of Saint John the Baptist, he doubted the words of the angel, and because of that, he was mute for 9 months. Now, if Mary had doubted, she would have been punished as well. But the fact, the truth is that she never doubted in any way the words of the angel. Another error would be for us to think that the miraculous pregnancy of Mary was a cause of scandal, and that people had suspicions about her integrity and purity. In this regard, it is important for us to understand that even though Mary and Joseph were not living under the same roof at the time of the Annunciation, yet they were already espoused to each other. And one of Joseph's roles was precisely to guard the honor of Mary. So the truth is that no one suspected her to be an adulterer, because she was in fact a married woman. And on this note, we have to know as well that Saint Joseph himself never doubted the integrity of the Virgin. The Gospel says that Saint Joseph was a just man, and when he realized that Mary was pregnant, he thought about putting her away privately. Now, if he was a just and really thought that Mary had been unfaithful, the just thing to do would be to follow the law and to denounce that grave crime of adultery But the fact is that this was not in his mind. He never thought Our Lady to be unfaithful. He was puzzled, that's true, because he could not understand what was happening, and consequently didn't know exactly what to do before such a mystery. So he thought about stepping aside, until the angel came and revealed everything to him. Another grave error we can see at the moment of the birth of our Lord in Bethlehem. The movies often portray Mary in pain while giving birth, what is contrary to the faith. Mary didn't suffer pain giving birth to Christ, and it is because of who Christ is, but also because of who she is. Pains in birth are a consequence of original sin, as we read in the book of Genesis. And Mary, being preserved from the stain of original sin, didn't have to suffer these pains. My brethren, the birth of Christ was really miraculous. You understand that he came forth from his mother without hurting the integrity of her body, thus without causing her to feel pain. She remained a virgin after giving birth. She was a virgin before, during, and after giving birth. This is the truth of our faith. And to say otherwise would be a heresy. So having Mary feeling pain in giving birth to Christ is not only wrong, but it is heretical. So I think these to be the main errors that we can see in these Christmas movies. So my brethren, be aware. Let us be careful with these movies or anything else that intends to tell the story of Christmas, but it does not bring us the truth of the faith. And if you have children, I tell you, make sure that you explain to them what Christmas is. And do not let the TV to educate our children about religion, because it does not work. So, my dear brethren, as we approach the beautiful feast of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, let us be vigilant in order to celebrate it well, with goodness of life, but also with truth, the whole truth about Christmas, which does not accept the compromise of falsifications. Christmas is full of beauty, but it is above all truth. So when you contemplate that little baby laying down in the manger, remember the truth. The truth that he was born to die for your sins. The truth that he came to offer himself in sacrifice so you could be made free. Remember, my brethren, that he came to be our ransom. Our ransom. And that's why he's truly our Savior. So let us be grateful to God for such a great gift of His only Son. Let us be grateful. And the best way to be grateful, my brethren, is to be faithful. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.